This is Laura with the Average Joe Talk Show. I am talking extra quiet. There's a bell going on in the background. I don't know if you can hear it. But it's kind of nice. It's a nice touch. It's going to let me know what time it is here in a second, even though I already know what time it is. But it's kind of a nice sound. I don't understand why everyone's doing like the whatever it's called, AMDR, not the, you know, like people like tapping their fingernails on microphones and crinkling like potato chip bags, and it's like everyone's doing that now, like on TikTok, like it's such a new thing, which is fine. I'm not judging them, but it's like there are 10 million videos now out about that. It's like, how many more do we need? Maybe a lot more, I don't know. So there's this thing called, it's called Naked Brunch, that used to be, well, it started in Portland, and it migrated or got imitated in Seattle, and I did it a couple of times with some friends, and we performed there. And basically the idea is that you go up to the mic, and you're not allowed to have any prepared material. You just have to go up there, and there is one person who's kind of like a sidekick, and they sort of drop kick questions to you, and then they try to get you going talking about something, and then you just talk. Like, they don't really interrupt you unless it seems like you're struggling up there. And so I'm kind of thinking of this podcast, at least today, that way. Who knows what the next time it'll be. Maybe the whole point of my podcast is, like, I'll never know what it'll be each time. It'll be something different each time. I know that's kind of weird, and people like consistency, but oh well. Plus, I ran across this podcast once where that was the whole premise. I can't remember so many podcasts. I can't remember the name of it, but the whole point of it was, like, it would always be different. That was the one promise they made everyone, is that their podcast would always be different. And I'm not saying I'm copying them. I'm not trying to copy them. I only have, like, 7 people that listen to this podcast anyway. I'm just saying that I'm just making peace with the fact that I can't keep ever doing things the same way, the same all the time. And so let's just say this, you know, I'm not going to be exactly like that other podcast, whatever it's called, because I probably will go back to interviewing people when I'm around people. So, I mean, you could say the majority of, you know, the premise of this podcast is that I'm mostly interviewing other people, although I do take digressions now and then and just yap by myself, which may or may not bore the hell out of people, but it entertains me. And there is an underlying reason why I do this, which is still, I think my overall main point in life is to encourage people to express themselves. Not in a vain way. Like, I don't mean, like, we should all just be completely focused on ourselves all the time. I think that could be really annoying if we all just lived in a world where we were obsessed about ourselves. But I do think that, you know, digging deeper into things that are harder to talk about and talking about them, not like parading all your dirty laundry, but I think to a certain extent, if people did excavate more difficult stuff to share with people, I think we would all benefit, knowing that someone else is going through some tough shit too. That's what I mean by focusing on yourself sometimes. As long as ultimately, you know, your goal is to somehow better serve other people. So I guess that's my philosophy in life. So let me dig a little deep. Without getting too deep. I mean, I want to be deep, but I don't want to be like embarrassing other people, for instance. Or making people uncomfortable with sharing too much. I'm not interested in, like, making people uncomfortable too much. So, what could I say? It's a little hard to say. I guess, oh God, you know, the first thing that always comes to mind is being single, but let me think of something else. I always talk about that. I guess the other thing that I think about a lot lately is, you know, this sort of constant need to get better and improve yourself. I get a little tired of that. I can get quite obsessed with, like, tasks and to-do lists and always doing better and being more, you know, productive and self-help this and self-help that. And I think if anything, I kind of have a weakness for going to extremes. I'll either, like, be driven and driven and driven to keep improving myself and upping my game and, you know, producing more and being more on top of my classes and learning more and making more plans with people and staying in touch with people and exercising more. And, like, I'll go on that, you know, deep end sometimes, and then sometimes I'll go on the other deep end. So it's a pool with two deep ends. But I'll go to the other deep end sometimes, which is I will just not want to start anything. I'll procrastinate and procrastinate because I know, now I realize it, I don't want to get started on that loop de loop, which I get into, which is like productive, 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 doing the dishes, cleaning up the dog poop, taking the dogs for a walk, finding new homes for chickens, grading, getting my dad up to exercise, making appointments, this, that. Like, I'll just do when I'm in do mode, and I never know how to stop, or I just stop and I just, you know, avoid. I delay. I sit and, you know, watch TikTok videos or just dilly-dally with my writing probably too long, not really communicating with anyone, you know, just kind of hiding from the world for as long as I can because I don't want to deal with all the stuff that I have to do in the world. So, yeah, I mean, maybe we are all kind of like that to a point, but I guess I definitely was a perfectionist in high school, and ever since then I've kind of like tried to modify that. I definitely have gone to some extremes where like I was extra extra lazy and extra extra like not really like trying that hard, like settling for whatever because I didn't want to try that hard, and I don't necessarily think that's the answer either. But I do think that each one of us has to go through different sort of phases sometimes just to kind of counter whatever extreme behavior we may have, you know. So if you're type A, then maybe you need to be type B for a while, or if you're type B, then maybe you need to be type A for a while, you know, and just try on different hats. It would be great to be, you know, in balance all the time. I don't know if anyone is going to be perfectly in balance all the time, and you might be pretty boring if you're, like, moderate and everything. But I do think in general it leads to greater happiness if you can have some kind of moderation of extreme parts of your personality, you know? I guess that's what I'm saying. And right now, I have to also be honest, I'm sitting in a hot tub. My heart is starting to pound a little bit much, which means I've probably been in here too long, which means I should just take this as a cue to leave and end this podcast, which I will. And, yeah, I do believe, like, life kind of sends you signals sometimes of what you should and shouldn't do. So right now it's saying, end the podcast. End the podcast. End the podcast. And I will.